The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Are you crazy? Gonna kill me?
Call me crazy one more time.
Boy, that knock to the head must have been harder than I thought, because I'm saying crazy things that I don't even understand.
Sometimes crazy is the best way to go.
What are you doing here, you little freak? Ow! That's my eye, you crazy bitch!
Did you just go crazy and fall asleep?
All right, everybody, welcome to another, episode of Driving Me Crazy with Froopy. And on the line, I have my good friend, my gamer guy, Duke. What's up, Duke?
What up?
Okay, so we were just in PlayStation playing Apex Legends. And if anybody tries to tell us that there are not aimbotters, people using aimbotters in Apex Legends on PS4 or on a console, you can, don't try and feed me that shit. Tell me why I just got shot through a concrete fucking wall.
Oh, no shit.
You know, yesterday, okay, so we'll get into Apex Legends for everybody who doesn't know. It is a battle royale game. You get teamed up with people with teams of three. It's 20 teams of three, and you go around and you try to be the last team standing. Okay. So we got that, you know, basically. Okay. So they just did an update today, right? Today.
Yeah.
Just saying today. So we just got an update, updated everything fine. Okay. First thing we noticed, one of the people that was playing with us, when he was aiming his gun, it was jumping all over the place. But for some reason, at first he would aim and it would lock onto people. Okay, that's kind of weird. I don't get it. And then, you know, but it was bouncing up all over the place. It's like he couldn't actually aim, but it was like doing an aim lock onto someone.
Yeah. And then I think right after that, it started giving us the stupid connection errors, and then we showed back up crashing the game.
Yeah, I mean it kept jumping around. You know, I mean, yeah, we were getting constant connection errors ever since this new update. You know,
what's funny is the patch notes fix the connection errors. They fixed some other minor bugs and glitches, like the glitch with Caustic or. Walter, whichever one, where they where they had a boosted aim assist, so it was like they had an automatic aimbot.
Right. Right.
Supposedly they fixed that. So updated caused some problems, man.
Okay, so here I'm gonna go over to EA's website and look real quick. Let's see. So Apex Legends news, latest game updates. Okay. So July 2nd to June 20th. June 4th. See, they didn't even have anything in here.
Why the hell?
Apex, an attack on King's Canyon. Yeah, I don't see anything. Oh, here, hold on. Let's see. About seasons, news, game updates. Yeah, see, it doesn't say anything in the game updates.
Why would it? I don't know. Just like the guy we were playing with earlier pulled up the patch notes and was saying like this was it was a part of the new patch.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see if I can find.
Unless they took down the patch notes because they were the wrong.
July 16th. Oh, patch update patch notes. Crash fixes, havoc, exploit, and more. Okay. So the Respawn dropped an Apex Legends patch July 16th that fixes a variety of bugs, exploits, and crashes that have been affecting the game across all platforms. So, the one thing they said that wasn't addressed, by name at least, is a code leaf error that has been plaguing the game since Season 2 launched. No new content is coming with the patch. Only it's targeting persistent problems with how the game runs for players. Yeah, well, yeah, Apex doesn't have weekly updates like Fortnite, but Fortnite just keeps stealing from everybody else. So, patch notes.
That's why I wanted to play that game.
They said they fixed an issue where Lifeline's Doc's shock finisher preview video not playing when viewed from the menu. Fixed an issue with text overflow on the stats page.
I've never had that happen.
Fix some cases of crashes related to game logic, client, and script errors. Fix cases of players being sent in non-optimal data set. Oh, in non-optimal data centers. See, I'm in Wisconsin, and mine goes to a data center in Iowa. So, I mean, at least it's not far away, so. Season 1 stats have been temporarily removed as we work on some issues with it. Fix bugs where players would unlock the level 94 battle pass reward before they should. Oh, Octane's loading screen.
Huh. Now, that I've had. I've had the Octane's loading screen where it freezes and stuff like that. The battle pass, I've noticed that too.
Right? Oh, yeah. People are already having the level 94 battle pass. I mean, this season just started like, what, a week ago?
Yeah, just about. Mm-hmm. Downloaded the game just like not even 2 days before the battle pass started or the season started.
So they said they fixed an exploit where the Havoc could full fire or fire full auto without charging up.
I liked having the Havoc the other way though. I mean,
and they fixed some cases of the care package clipping through map geometry. That's all it says.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Oh, here we go. Here it says there's a full list. That's it.
Interesting list. Yet, I noticed with the Gibraltar, because there's a Gibraltar glitch that was going around where you pretty much had an aimbot whenever you played as Gibraltar.
Okay. So it says, like, I'm checking out the Reddit over for Apex Legends, and someone actually put up a question. It says, comment, players obviously partying with cheaters share the ban life. Anti-cheat updates will most of the time come in server or weekly updates. We push server changes multiple times a week for issues like cheats, error tracking, etc. But there's not always anything particularly interesting to publicly say about them. Most of the time I play this game, I do it with randoms. Occasionally my teammates disconnect before giving me a chance to recover their banner, and I sometimes win the game solo. I wish when that happens, a message shows up in their game. And somebody made a screen that says you weren't needed after all. A player in your team just became the Apex champion when you discontinued prematurely from the server. Next time, don't give up so easily.
That I'd love to see.
Oh, I would love that shit. Yeah.
That would be great to see.
Yeah.
Like, we need to punish players for that, in all honesty.
I mean, you know, if you're going to play a game and you're just going to, like, drop out after you die, because, I mean, at least wait for your, if you're respawn timed out, you know, and they couldn't get to you in time because you were too far away, it's not their fault.
Or, you know, I could understand quitting because your teammate making an effort to revive you. Quitting just because, you know, my teammate isn't reviving me instantly is not a reason to quit the game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of stupid.
Oh, so somebody actually said it. So if I get randomly matched with a hacker and I see they're hacking and I leave, do I get hit with the ban hammer too? You replied to the bot, not to a dev, but no.
Yeah.
The only case where you might get banned is if you serendipitously get matched with the same cheater multiple times, so it looks like you're paired up with them. It's not like every single person that cheater has played with is going to get banned. They're looking for trends. Okay.
Yeah, they're looking for trends of players. We're like, me and you were a hacker or something, you know, we're sitting there playing fucking 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
One of us gets banned. And then I become the hacker and we start playing, and then they'll start giving the hat.
Right, right. Well, that would be, that'd be if you were like, you were hacking and I said, hey, let's go, you know, you're on my friends list, and I say, hey, let's go play, and like, okay. And we, go and win like, five games in a row. And they're like, okay, that's, you know, I mean, that's, you know, I don't get this. The one thing I still don't understand, you know, okay, this new update with everything. I want to know why I am constantly getting shot through walls. Solid walls. Not windows. Solid walls.
Yeah. Or you'll be hiding behind fucking trees and get shot through a tree. Or in my case, I was standing behind the fucking Leviathan's leg. Or foot, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got shot through the fucking Leviathan's leg.
Yeah, I want to know how these motherfuckers are, you know, like, managing to, I mean, I want to know what, you know, these people are using that, you know, I mean, are they, you know, it's the console. I mean, you know, there's like, I know there's, things you can buy that you can use, plug into your PlayStation. You can plug them right into your PlayStation. It helps you, know, with, you know, aiming and shit like that, I guess. I mean, I'm not a person who does all that shit. I, you know, I'm not big into all that, you know. But
time and money, really.
I mean,
in a game about skill, if you got to cheat,
right? Well, what's the point of fucking playing? It just pisses me off. You know, you're ruining the game for other people, and that's why people are like, "Well, why do I want to play if people are gonna fucking cheat? You know, shoot me through a fucking wall." You know, I mean, you know, then I'm done, and then people will walk away.
They need to do like they did in Titanfall 2, I think. Where it was either Titanfall or Destiny, where if you got caught cheating, they created separate servers for cheaters.
Uh-huh. Well, that's like in GTA 5 Online.
Yeah, you get like a dunce hat or something. But like the game I'm talking about.
Oh, you get put in a bad player lobby.
Yeah, like when you get caught cheating, I think they should put you in a lobby with other fucking cheaters, so that everyone else that isn't cheating has a fairer chance of playing the game. You know, it's stupid. Like, they need to punish the cheaters in-game. Like, all of a sudden disconnect them, then reconnect them to a fucking cheater lobby where it's almost impossible for anybody to win because everybody else is using the same cheats you are.
I actually agree with that, you know. You know, I mean, they do it in GTA, you know. If you get a bad sport, you know, if you get bad sport, like you're going around blowing up everybody's cars just because you're fucking bored, you get put in a bad sport lobby for like 48 hours. You know, I mean, if you're going to cheat, you know, what's the point of playing? I mean, are you that desperate that you got to be like, oh, I got to win, I got to win, I got to win. And you're the type of person, if you, the first time you lose, you're going to rage quit?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, at the same time, like, you're not winning anything when you fucking win a game. Even the pro players don't win shit when they win.
Right. Well,
maybe they do. Who knows? But, like, either way, it's just a fucking game. Who gives a flying fuck? I don't know if you're monetizing. So.
Well, no, go ahead.
Pardon my language.
We're rated mature, so.
Yeah. All right. But either way, like, who gives a rat's ass? Who's going to care? It's just a game. Like, ooh, look at this win I got.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people playing PUBG. Like, they get so raged over somebody cheating in the game, and then they automatically quit the game. It's like, why are you going to play a game if you're going to rage quit just because you lost, or you're going to go, oh, I lost, time to start cheating?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that's why I stopped playing a lot of PC-based games, because people do have a tendency to cheat. You know, because you can download any program and run it in tandem with a game, and bam, I mean, it's like, oh, hey, look, hey, that dude's like 500, you know, 500 miles away. Look, I can headshot him from here. Bang, he's dead, you know. I mean, what kind of ridiculous shit is that, where you got to fucking, you know, I mean, you think you're so good, and you'll taunt it to people, you know. It's like, yeah, look, I got you. I shot you like 100 times, and you only got like 3 kills on me. And that's just because you got lucky and I had to reload. No, it's because you fucking cheated.
Exactly. Like, I watched, like, that last game we played. No one around me, and I got fucking headshotted. And then all of a sudden, they were fucking teleporting to my fucking body. Where I dropped my loot.
I mean, and you know,
that ain't cheating?
Well, you know, it's just, If you are that bad at a game and you can't play the correct way,
don't play it all.
Why the fuck are you playing in the first place?
Yeah, like, I mean, the only way you're going to get better at a fucking game is if you continue to fucking play it.
Right? I mean, hell, yesterday, I was having amazing games. You know, 4-kill game, 3-kill game, then I had a 4-kill, you know, round, and then another 2, and then I had one, then a couple of them I didn't have any kills, but, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, but it's like, ah, shit, you know, oh, you know, okay, damn, I didn't do so good that game. But then the next game, I get 5 kills, and bam, you know, it's like, oh, hey, that was a great one. You know, I'm not going to rage quit over stupid shit like that. You know, but these motherfuckers who get pissed, oh, and people, yeah, that rage quit, you know. Like, you know how many times I've been my teammates have dropped from a game and left me by myself, and I've come in second. 5 times.
Well, I've had it happen quite a few times.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We started playing that game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I love Apex. I do.
Yeah.
I love the game. It's just but, you know, when you, you know, when our teammate who the three of us were teamed up, the three of us, you know, and every time he'd go to aim and his gun was bouncing around, but he'd go to aim at an enemy. It was enemy. And it was like locking onto him. It's like, what the hell? I mean, you know, and I hate to do a comparison, but it's kind of reminding me of, Fallout 76 when it first came out with all their problems. You know, every time they'd fix one, they'd create a dozen more, and then they'd fix those dozen and create another 2 dozen more. You know, I mean, you know, like Fortnite. Okay, they do updates like weekly. Okay, which
I can't stand that game, but yeah, they do.
Well, you know, and they do updates every week, but you know, if you're going to, you know, work on a game, at least make sure you're they're doing updates. Oh, we got to fix this little thing. And little problems, I understand. That's going to happen with any online game like that. You know, you're going to have problems with this, problems with that. You know, I mean, hell, when, what was it? When Dauntless came out. And
now that's a fun game, right?
That is a trippy-ass game. And I love that I can cross-play with two of my friends who actually play on the PC. So, yeah, because we'll just, you know, the three of us, we can get together and they can be on their PCs and I can be on my PlayStation. I mean, I do have it on my PC, but I haven't played it on the PC because, you know, I prefer the console, you know, because using the controller. I mean, the one thing I do like about Apex on the PC is I can plug my PS4 controller into my PC and play Apex using my PlayStation controller through my PC.
I mean, that's the more interesting part, I think, about Apex, is they have that the cross-compatibility type stuff going on. But my thing right now is they need to, like, definitely set up some software or something to fix the issue that we're going through now. Like,
well, yeah, they just came out with a patch. You know, and it took, you know, I mean, yeah, I had it downloaded and installed in, like, what, 10 minutes? Ooh, you got a little bit of feedback there.
Yeah, somebody messaged me. My bad.
I'm not
worried about it. All right. The time is, hey, are you going to be at work tomorrow?
Yeah. No. Yeah,
they're trying to get me to go in at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning over and over and over, and I told them I'm only an evening shift. I'm like, look, I have a life.
Right.
Like, they called me last night while I was in the middle of fixing my PlayStation because a modder got a hold of one of them hackers on fucking Apex and messed up my PlayStation. Really? And you know how the PlayStation is mine, right? It's my grandfather's.
Right.
He lets me play on it. He told me I'm allowed to play games on and everything, you know?
Right.
He left it here while he's in the Philippines.
Right.
And a motherfucker comes up while I'm playing last night after you bounced and the guy we usually play with bounces.
Right.
I'm working by myself. I'm sitting there playing and all of a sudden I get a message from my console saying, like, it stated that your console is now a brick and then the console stopped working.
What? Huh.
I couldn't open Apex. I couldn't open 76. Nothing for a good 2.5 hours.
Damn.
call my, I had to sit and have somebody come over from out of town from where I used to live at to pick my console before my grandfather got back.
Oh shit! Oh, that's why you weren't around yesterday.
Yeah, for the most part, other than I was taking care of some shit and hanging out. But like, it pissed me off that fucking all I got was error messages because somebody from Apex managed to fuck up my shit.
See, it's just, I mean, I love the game, I do, but, you know, they need to fix, you know, this thing with, like, you know, with cheaters, you know, and people aimbotting and whatever, whatnot, and managing, you know, I don't know if people are, you know, hacking into their PlayStations or have, like, multiple PlayStations where they could, oh, hey, I'm going to play the game regular, oh, no, I ain't doing so good, so I'm going to cheat, you know, I'm going to use my other PlayStation and blah, 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 you know, I mean, I don't know, you know. I mean, I know you can have your account can be on, you know, on different PlayStations. Like a friend of mine, he had
get banned from one PlayStation. Well, on one PlayStation, you get a new PlayStation, and it's under different serial numbers. You put your PlayStation account on there, and you can technically play.
Well, yeah, but sometimes they can do they can trace your IP and do an IP ban. So if your IP number pops up, because with most internet providers, if you when you log in, you get one regular IP address. I mean, you can't, you know, just like they will literally, I mean, I seen it where a game was somebody got banned from what was it? Oh god, I can't remember. It's some game and they got banned. Their IP got banned from the game. They couldn't log into the game, but everybody within like a 2 mile radius of where they lived couldn't log into the game because they banned that IP from that cable company or from that internet provider.
Yep.
You know? I mean
they just need to set up where like detection systems, where as soon as they catch somebody that's hacking, fucking pop them right then and there.
Yeah. Well, I can understand. You know, if they, I mean, they're looking for patterns, and that's you know, I wouldn't mind, because I don't want to see like if I get teamed up with a random and he just happens to be cheating, and I play one game with him, and you know we win because he cheated. Then I go off to another game with two other randoms. And all of a sudden, I'm banned because, you know, I accidentally got teamed up with some random, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I like how their strategy is, and I hope it works. I really do. Because, but, okay, so we'll get back to this. But, I just want to know, you know, people are like, oh, you can't hack, you can't use aimbots on a PlayStation. You'd have to take it apart, do this, do that. You know what? There are people who know how to do that shit.
Yeah, I mean, what's funny too is you can just download a fucking program. Our buddy, you know, the guy we usually play with, he proved that. Me and him were video chatting over Facebook, and he downloaded, I forget which game it was, but he downloaded an aimbot for it and downloaded it to his console and had an aimbot right then and there. And all it took was like a thumbstick.
I think he'd have to have an altered PlayStation, because you can't just dump regular executable files or stuff onto a PlayStation.
He should say that he did change his hard drive on it because he didn't like his.
Well, there's soldering involved, like a lot of electronic stuff that you actually have to do.
Because he didn't like how he kept running out of space. So, because he has a lot of games just digitally downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it hard for him to sit.
That's why a lot of the games I get them actually on disc.
So. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, once I get my own PS4, I'm getting every game on disc. Like, it don't matter.
Right.
Like, the games I can get on disc, I'm going to get on disc. And the games I can't, well, if I want to play it enough, I will download it. If not, like, right now, I'm debating Apex because I'm sick of every time I play.
And didn't you just get to, like, level 23 and just get, you were able to buy your, unlock one of your first, one of the first four locked characters. You got Octane, didn't you?
Yeah, I just bought Octane, and I was so damn excited to start using them, too. Mm-hmm. I start using them, and then I can't even really enjoy them because I die before I get to actually play as them. Mm-hmm. I've only had one game where I got to actually enjoy my download of the character I bought.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I mean, yeah, like my character, you know, is level 83. And you know, and I know you got to get 12,000 Apex coins, or not Apex coins, Legend coins. And you got to get 12,000 for each character you want to unlock. I just, like today, I hit a level 83. I got the new character, Watson, which I'm excited about. And I, you know, tried to use her a little bit. But, you know, how am I going to use her if people are shooting me right through walls? What's the point?
Exactly. It's like, what's the fucking point? Just give everybody all these fucking aimbot shit.
Hmm?
You know, just say, here, use this. You know, or here, take this. Oh, you want a mod menu? Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's- yeah, let's see someone's. Console cheaters, Apex Legends. Oh, hey, here we go. Sky cheats, Apex Legends cheats, aimbot, ESP, undetected. It's a thing called Sky Cheats.
It pisses me off.
Well, like, content I got cheaters, what are you doing about it? Respawn here. I'm going to look at the Reddit real quick. So, okay, it says, okay, this is, last update was, okay, this was February. As of today, over 16,000 cheaters have been identified and banned from the game. Cheaters suck. If you run into one, please try and capture the evidence and let us know. Even if you don't get proof, get their ID and flag it, and we can investigate the account. Okay. So, okay, so, yeah, well, let's see, and it says it really sucks, you know, that console players feel like they can use external non-approved devices and scripting for an unfair advantage on your game. Fortnite has official mouse and keyboard support so that players can be kept separate. Apex Legends does not have that feature because of it. There's a number of unscrupulous players who out there who will brazenly use external devices to mimic controller play so they can unfairly run mouse and keyboard against controller players for advantage. So, I mean, you know, that's just a cheating right there. So, I mean, yeah, it's getting to be ridiculous.
Yeah, like, here's one, though, that I don't think people get. About, you know how, like, when you first get your console, if you actually read your terms of service and agreement shit, straight up modding your console or modding your controllers or the games that you buy are breaking the law?
Hmm. Well, here, like, here, this one, it says cheaters on console. So I've seen, heard a bunch of stuff about cheaters on PC, but have there been any reports of cheaters on console? I play on PS4, but I don't think I've run into any cheaters. Isn't it harder to do with a console versus PC? Well, yeah. Heaps of cheaters on Xbox One. Every time I die, it's from a cheater. Every time I'm not the champion, it's because I've been hacked. No other explanation. Somebody said, oh, really? It says you can literally look it up. People cheat on every game console. It is impossible to say that it's not possible. People cheat on Xbox all the time. On console, you can cheat mouse and keyboard and no recoil mod. Mouse and keyboard give you an unfair advantage. I wouldn't call it cheating, though. No recoil mod is just straight-up cheating. Actual hacking like aimbots and such are only an issue on PC. That's bullshit. This is one of the reasons why I prefer myself in the console gaming. Oh, yeah, you keep telling yourself that you can't cheat on consoles. So, you know... I mean, you know, people, you know, I mean, we're not the only ones.
Yeah, we're not the only ones that probably experienced this shit.
Right. You know.
Over fact, there's at least 7-8 other people that I know that play on console that have this issue. Like, right. I have an Xbox 360. Want to know the last time I've touched it since my grandfather started letting me play it on PS4?
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
At least. Because I got sick of people, because there's so many people playing these aimbots and shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point in playing games at all. Like, what's the point of playing a game if you're not even going to get to fucking enjoy it?
Right.
Oh, I died.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah, it's constantly, you know, oh, you know, okay, I just landed, bam, one shot, right, you know, okay, I got, you know, I'm in Apex, I got, you know, yellow body armor, dude just one shot at me with a fucking P2020, and I'm knocked down, and then I get knocked, and then all of a sudden he comes up, one shot, bam, I'm dead, you know, right through a knockdown shield. What the hell is that kind of shit?
Yeah. You know? And the hit markers try registering that they're behind you so that they're avoiding the hit shield. But, like, You clearly see them in front of you shooting at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Then you get those stupid modders and cheaters where they'll be running and following you the whole game. Mm-hmm. And then they just pop out of nowhere, out of the ground, and start taking you out. Like they've been hiding under the map the whole time.
Oh, yeah. See that? I haven't seen that yet in Apex.
I saw it the other night while I was playing with Jeremy for a bit. Mm. We were playing before I went to bed because I had somebody coming over before I dyed my hair. Mm. We're just sitting there playing, and I got killed out of nowhere. I'm sitting by the Leviathan just waiting for it to, you know, lift its leg so I can hit some loot crates and stuff. Mm. I turn around, and all of a sudden I'm dead. I'm sitting here spectating him, and they're just sitting there, and I've watched them. You're out of thin air, and I'm sitting there watching his spectating, and they just popped up out of the ground and just started shooting at him and killed him.
See, I want to know why the armor. You pick up the body armor in there, and okay, yeah, there's white armor, blue armor, purple armor, yellow armor, and the yellow armor is the self-revive. You can revive yourself. But I want to know how. If one guy shoots at me, you know, with a P2020, if either I'm have, you know, white armor or the gold or the yellow gold armor, whatever, and it does the same amount of damage no matter what, it just, you know, instantly, boom, done. I don't know.
I've been trying to figure that out.
Right. So, I don't know. Well, all I know is if you're playing a game and you're fucking cheating, you need to fucking just quit playing, period. I'm, you know...
Have you got some complaints? Well, fuck you.
Well, no, if anybody has any comments or anything, you can go to my website, fruppy.com, FREWPY.com, and there's a listener comments link at the top right of the page. If you click on that, it'll bring you to the show page, and you can actually record comments there for the next podcast. If there's any comments, I'll just I'll get them in, and I'll do a question and answer session or some when I get enough. So, but yeah, that's good for a half an hour. We don't need to go anymore. But
yeah, I mean, like, fuck you mainly by cheaters. I can't stand
it. Right. So, yeah. All right. Thanks for listening in to Driving Me Crazy with Fruppy and my good friend here, Duke. So, you guys be good. Hope to catch you next time. Peace.